Democrats across the country were hoping to make substantial gains in the midterm elections, including in the Tennessee Senate race. But as WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran reports, the decisive loss of Phil Bredesen suggests it may be a long time before they can be competitive statewide.
The Democrats called it the blue wave, but many are questioning its extent.
The blue wave didn't hit Tennessee.
That's Brian Russell, a political scientist at Tennessee State University.
And it doesn't look like there's any danger of a blue wave hitting Tennessee anytime soon either.
He says this was a good year for Democrats to succeed in the state. He says Phil Bredesen is the type of conservative Democrat who years ago would have won in Tennessee, just like he did as governor.
If Bredesen can't win statewide, I don't know which Democrat can win statewide.
But you have to realize that for a decade, the Democrats haven't run very good candidates statewide, and that's not a way you build your party.
That's Bruce Oppenheimer, a political science professor at Vanderbilt University. He says Democrats need to develop strong candidates for local races so they can later win in statewide contests. Mary Mancini is the chair of the Tennessee Democratic Party, which she says is in the process of rebuilding. She acknowledges that the midterm elections brought some disappointments, but she contends it also had some positives, including higher turnout.
What's encouraging is that everyone that I've talked to since the election is still fired up, still ready to go, and still wants to continue to grow, no matter how long it takes.
In fact, she points to one positive result in particular. Democrats picked up one seat in the state legislature, the first such gain in nearly two decades. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.